Oh, everybody's unmuted, so it's going to have feedback.
Okay, well, hello everyone. It's wonderful to be with everyone today. I'm glad to see so many beautiful faces. Melanie, you want to say hello?
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey.
Happy 2026.
Well, I only have one announcement that I'd like to make, and that's for the next two sessions. The next meeting will be in 2 weeks on March the 22nd, and this is the important an important initiation. And then the following that, the next one will be on April the 19th. So if you want to put that on your calendar so that you have it, that'd be great. Okay, Milena, you had some things you wanted to say before we get started.
Let me get my notes because I don't remember everything. Let's see. A couple things. Because we are we're just of course we're just getting started with the series, and our scheduling won't be a set schedule as it has been in previous years. So for that reason, try to get in a habit if you don't already, or you don't receive notifications from your Facebook page that we have posted something. Try to get in the habit of checking that Facebook page, the Ascending Masters page, at least once a week. That way, that's where we'll post first. If something changes in the schedule, or we're going to add another session or something that we feel like you need to know. It's we've had a kind of a 3 months quiet time, so you haven't heard much from us other than preparing for these initiations, these sequences of the initiation. So anyway, do get in the habit, if you will, of checking that, because that's where it'll post first. And then Joan and Kimberly will send out an email if or anything that needs a follow-up to that. So kind of watch for that as well. And if we're going to send an email and we know it ahead of time, we'll post that on the Facebook page too, so to check. I know with me, I'm retired now. I'm not on my computer all the time anymore. So Facebook, I do receive the notifications. And I don't know if all of you do, if you have Facebook on your phone. I receive them because on my phone, because I do have the app on my phone because I'm an administrator. I don't know whether all of you receive it or not on your phone. Can somebody tell me if you do or no or don't? Kelly,
I get them.
you get them. So if you have the app, the Facebook app on your phone, then you would receive the notifications. Okay. But otherwise, if you don't, then you'll have to make a point of going on to Facebook and just see if we'd left any messages, because again, this won't be a set schedule because of the fact where these frequencies that we're playing in, it depends on how quickly we're able to stabilize them before they're going to give us the next piece. Okay. I think that makes sense. Yeah. All right. And yeah, I think those are the two things. And the only other thing I like to say here at the beginning, for the few people who are not with us live today, and you're listening to this later, we're gonna, after Joan and I finish with whatever announcements we have, we'll go into our open discussion. But following that, we're gonna go into a couple of segments about what's coming and things you will need to know. So do, make sure if you are joining or re listen, excuse me, listening to this later, that you go toward the end of this conversation, and so you will hear what has been discussed about what's happening. Okay, and that's it.
Okay, and the other thing I would like to say about that is, Like Melena said, there's a lot of energy flowing, and because of that, we don't always pay attention to things. And so, if in regards to the emails, I'm making every effort to make sure that those things on the MailChimp are correct, and they are, as far as I know. It would be helpful if you would put the Ascending Masters or Illumination series in your contact list. Because otherwise, sometimes, even though it's through MailChimp, sometimes it'll go to a spam folder or it just doesn't get delivered. So if you put that on your contact list, that would help too. To make sure everybody is getting their emails.
Has your email address changed? It's the same email you've used all these years.
My personal one is, but then you should put the email comes from, well,
MailChimp.
MailChimp
Is that
and
a different email when it's sent?
Kimberly, can you answer that? I don't know. You take care of that. And
Got
I'm,
it.
you know.
Yeah, go to the email that you got and see what let me look here. I'll tell you real quick. Hold on. It came from Ascending Light Masters. Yeah. What you'll need to do is in that email that just came out, it says from, and take that email address and put it in the add to contacts.
Yeah,
You just
okay.
have to hover over it and say add to contacts.
Yeah, thanks, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And the other thing I just thought about was that on like this one, we sent the email, the link for the Zoom link on Thursday. So we're going to try to send them on Thursday to give you one more day to locate it and to let us know
Yeah,
because
because well, yeah, a lot of times Melina and I are not available on Sunday. So if you aren't checking that till Sunday,
we may, odds are we won't see it most of the time, you know,
yeah,
and
because energetically, we're preparing and getting ourselves centered. So I don't even, a lot of times on a Sunday morning, I don't even look at that. So
So they should start going out on Thursdays going forward. Again, we'll give you an extra day to locate it when you know we're going to have a session upcoming. So start looking on Thursday for that email. And
and
then
by Friday or Saturday, if you don't,
let us
I
know
will
if
check.
possible. Yeah.
Yeah, contact us because we want to make every effort to have everybody live that can come at our time, because I think that's really important for the energetics for everybody. Okay. This session will start off with a opening group discussion on what you've experienced or what you want to share with our group. And then Milena wants to talk about our next infusion. And she's going to bring through some information from the console. And then before we close, Anra Ta will come forth and talk to us a little bit, and then we'll close our session. So that's the itinerary for today. Okay. So let's just open it up for anybody. You'll have to unmute yourself, that would like to talk about what's been going on over this since the winter solstice and these big initiations and energetics that we've been getting and participating in. We'd love to
What have
hear
you, yeah, right. What
your
have you been
comments.
noticing? You know, any changes going on with you? Anything you'd like to share? You know, we're the floor is yours. Don't all speak at once now, okay? Come on, don't be shy.
All right, I'll start us off. I've been chatting with Melina a little bit about what I've been going through, and it's just what I'll share today is that my head hurts all the time now, and I have never had headaches all my life. I've never dealt with headaches, and these are headaches associated with my nervous system. It's very clear; it comes from my zeal point chakra is where I feel most of the, I guess it's tension in my nervous system. And last night, during dream time, I literally felt like I went through some kind of initiation, and I had a very unique feeling in my body. My whole body during the whatever, I don't remember specifically what it was, but I woke up enough to go, wow, that felt like an initiation. And my body was just buzzing from head to toe in a way I've never felt before. So I'm not sure what that was. It wasn't like nervous system hurting. It was just like body buzzing. So,
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. But you go ahead, Joe.
I think that's common reaction. I when that zeal point opened, that was a big deal. And not much was said about it other than what it was. And so it's one of those things, you know, Kuthumi used to say, when it's not about learning it so much as about experiencing it. When you experience it, then you know. And that zeal point is very instrumental. It's a part of the brain that opens up, and it's very instrumental in the transformation of our ego from the fallen state to the risen state because of that opening in the brain. I never have headaches either, Kelly. And I've had not just this, I don't know what it is. I can't say it's a
Yeah,
real headache, but you
exactly.
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's not really a headache, but it's
It's
a
not, but it's uncomfortable.
exactly.
Yeah. So it's not like something I want to go take an Advil for. I
Exactly.
just, know it's there, but it's kind of dissipated lately, actually.
That's good. There's
So,
hope for me yet then.
I experienced the same thing. It's like a dull ache, a dull pressure in the head. And you were mentioning about the nervous system, and you and I did chat about that. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind, our body. Every system in our body is undergoing massive changes, but it's being done very slowly and subtly, but it's occurring. So every system in our body is being reorganized in order to be able to process, if you will, these frequencies of light that we are bringing in. So it was what you experienced was not like an initiation. It is the initiation. And the initiation doesn't just occur for the time that we are in the Luminator. It is part of the process that your body is going through constantly. And then when you go back for the next infusion, then you've got another layer on top of that. So, just understand there's a lot going on, whether you see visible changes in your body or not. But but most of us are feeling those changes in various ways, and we're all unique. So, some it may be their backs aching, and some it may be something in their shoulders or their hips, or it's just know there's a lot happening
Yeah. And I
on
think it,
to the body.
sometimes it affects your sleep patterns too. You
Definitely.
either don't sleep or you sleep well, you need more sleep. So you
Well,
just.
now I don't feel so bad when I sleep practically half a day because you're right. Some days I can't sleep hardly at all, and other days I sleep half the day.
Yeah. And if you have a couple of nights where you don't sleep, then it's understandable. You need to catch up. So you just take care of yourself, take care of your body, because it's really going through a lot.
Thank
And our
God for hot
conscious.
tubs.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
We'll come join you. I don't have
Hey, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, talking about your nervous system and what Kelly was talking about, one of the things I've been doing for, I think, the last, how long has it been? Maybe 4 or 5 months, and it is getting cranial sacral therapy treatments. It
Yeah.
actually unwinds your nervous system, and that's what's gotten me through all this. I've been going like once every 2 weeks to do that, and it really helps me, and I sleep better and I feel more at peace. So it unwinds your whole nervous system in your body.
Yeah, my gal that I go to for that just left to go to Japan for a few weeks. She's from Japan, so I have to wait for her to get back now. But good idea, Becky.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Becky. It is a good idea.
You're welcome.
And I think sometimes reflexology is good. I've had that done too. Body work is important, especially in these accelerated times of what's happening on all
This might
levels.
go into my massage therapist. What the once a month keeps me together and functioning.
I find myself practicing traditional Chinese medicine, taking herbs and doing Tai Chi and stretches and acupressure every day, almost all the time. That's really come to the forefront of sovereign in a body from in these last in over the winter. And it really puts you in touch with your axitonal lines, with your energetic reality, with your luminous body. So that's been a lifeline for me in this past 3 months.
Thanks for sharing.
And I will tell you that the beings of light and the luminous ones, they are learning more and more about our learning to have a better understanding of what it is to be in a body. And part of that is because of our communication with them over these last few months. And so they're learning you and your body so that they're very attuned to what's going on. They're very attuned to all the noise and the chaos going on the planet. That also is affecting our nervous systems, whether we engage with that or not, just because we are still part of mass consciousness. So they are aware of that, and they are constantly monitoring us. And again, you're not being monitored only when you're inside the Illuminator. This is a ongoing process. It goes on 24/7, and it's going to continue for as long as can't tell you how long. They haven't told me.
Yes.
But just know there is a lot, and just but they're working with that, and they are adjusting our frequencies. And if you're noticing that it's a little much, or you're having a series of headaches, ask for a little help with that. That's what they're there for. Communicate with them. Your luminous one is there for you.
That's what I wanted to add, that I feel the presence of helpers around. Earthing is really, really important, and be in nature most of the time, just anywhere, hiking, just to be out and feel the earth and hug the trees. Just recently, my friend invited me to the Redwood Patch, not far away, like a 1 hour drive for that. We spent whole day hugging the trees, just leaning to the trees, singing, and it was just so blissful. So close to the nature, red light also proven already. A few books came out, lots of science already prove importance of the red light. So you could, if you don't have your small unit, which isn't expensive, but you could go to get the session for the whole body, and even the bulb change to the red color, even if they don't give the red light frequency, but red color already assisting you for balancing your nervous system, your energy channels all of the time. And prayers, when you start the day hugging you like a build a cocoon with your own love around your body, and after that ask your soul love create cocoon around you, and then your guide, whom you know, I will ask Mother Mary to put her life cocoon around me and the source around your cocoon. The day is different if you forget to do that. So, with all these tools that we have, it is amazing to move through the day, and the light, the colors are brighter, the light is, I feel most of the time on a state of neutral observer. So when you're in a flow as a neutral observer, everything is different. Even the headache or lack of energy, listen your body. More than ever, I listen my intuition, and more than ever, I need the rest. And sometimes initially, I was blaming myself for the laziness or for what I'm doing. And I didn't do anything. And now it's not important. Yes, I didn't do it. Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a month, maybe never. But more important is to listen to your body and rest, or just sit staring in the flower, or listen to the birds, or just stand to the emptiness. And solitude for me right now, it is must be. I don't think I would survive without being in a solitude. It's like a gift. Sometimes you feel this quietness as the mass of something you could get cut through, but it's not empty. Everything there around, and it's our choice to just to choose to support our joyfulness, happiness, peacefulness, balance, harmony. It's all our choice. I'm looking at all of you, and I'm just overwhelmed with love and gratitude to being in this group and doing what we are doing. Even it seems like not visible, but it is visible, like Milena told. They see it. They see us. And if you don't follow direct protocol, what was for us to do, it's okay too. Just be neutral observer and spread it, because it is working. It is working for everyone who listens and using it every day. Lots of love for all of you. I couldn't be silent to express from the bottom of my heart and soul how much I appreciate your presence today for this hour. Listen, or just looking for each other, sharing the energy, sharing the thoughts, sharing the complaints, sharing everything. I love you so much, and I hope you feel.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.
I would like to bring up a situation where I was totally in the dark about the instructions we were given on the 21st of December. And I think part of it was I went unconscious about halfway through the session. So on Christmas, I had to listen to it two more times before I was present for the whole entire time, only to find out we weren't supposed to go back into the luminator after that first session. So anyway, so I just stayed away from it until for like 4 weeks, and then I did another session, And then I don't know, I lost track of time or something, but I was prodded to do it again. Well, it turned out that it had only been 2 more weeks into February when I listened to it again. And then that was the third time I was supposed to listen to it until March 22nd. So I haven't been back to the Luminator at all because I thought we were supposed to stay away. So I'm completely in the dark as to what the real instructions are.
We're going to go a little bit into that, okay, after we do the open discussion. But let me just say, it's you can't get this wrong. And if your luminous one gave you access, then you had access. But the reason for the access isn't so much, well, you just can't go in there because we don't want you in there. It's because we weren't prepared. We needed the time between each one in order to be able to stabilize what we receive each time. But I will go into a little bit more detail, and then I hope I'll answer your question there, Valley. And if I don't, let me know if it's still not clear when we go into the next segment, okay?
Okay.
Well, Valley,
Thank you.
for me, I was guided to do 1-1, 2-1, and 3-1. 1-11, 2-11, and 3-11. So I've been back 2 times, and I've got because I made the commitment to do that. So I will do it on 3-11 because I was asked to make that commitment. So it's
Okay.
a personal thing too. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Hi, this is Ruth. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to tell you quickly about a dream I had. It's about a month ago or so, and I don't work anymore. So I'm just home all day and I just do odd things. Well, that night I had a dream. And my mother and father came to me, and my dad was talking to me. He says, "Oh, how you been?" I said, "I've been doing pretty good and stuff." And he said, I said, "Oh, where's mom going?" He said, "Oh, she's going to work." And I said, "What do you mean she's going to work?" He says, "Oh, yeah, she just works across the street." And I said, "Where?" He says, "Oh, at the light shop." I said, "Where?" "She works at the light shop. That's her job."
I love
So
it.
anyway, that's what I was gonna tell you. I just thought it was kind of great.
That's great.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. Nothing, that's great.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Emery.
I wanted to tell you that the vibrations have been very constant. Whenever I just sit down and relax, I feel the vibrations throughout the body. It seems like an activations at the cellular level, as well as increasing the vibration at the chakra centers. And it seemed that the energies were touching many areas of my body that needed some attention. And lately, I guess in the past 3 weeks, all of a sudden I'm hearing this buzzing at my right ear, like there's an insect there, either a fly or a bee buzzing. And I just reach out to get it, but there's nothing there. So anyway, with the meditations, the daily meditations, I often get the light that is so much more vivid than it used to be. And anything else here? But yes, the appearance, I've had a few dreams too where people from my family that have passed are coming by and a quick visuals, And last week it was a big number seven in golden letters that
Ooh.
came through. So, anyway,
Beautiful.
some visuals are coming. So that's what I have to share.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlotte can tell you what that buzzing communication is. She's an expert at interpreting those.
Who's that?
Charlotte.
Oh, okay. I know the seven is a gift from spirit too. So to me, I think the visuals are increasing. So.
Terrific. You know, at this stage of the game, that third eye is open, as is the crown, and is constantly receiving the light frequencies. So it's never closed. So that's why I think that a lot of us know things, see things that, you know, I'm not a very visual person. My skill seems to be from clairaudient channels, but sometimes I do, in my mind's eye, I do see things or know things. So it's just that a lot of these key channels are open continually. So you are going to have things occur that's never occurred before.
I want to talk about the garden and how going back to the garden every day, it feels like the Garden of Eden that we're creating.
Oh.
Amazing. It's so beautiful and it changes every single
Yes.
day I go back there.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Who's there with me and what I'm experiencing and the water and the crystals and yeah, and birds and the flowers and it's just absolutely beautiful and nurturing. And it came to me, it was like, oh, I'm going back to my garden every day. And I was like, oh, I feel like we're creating the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wanted
That's
to
funny.
share that.
No, that's good. That's funny, Chris, that my Loomis one has been talking to me about that for the last few days. And saying, and look, now look at this garden, you know. And so what is this garden? Because it's designed specifically for you. You know, you see it exactly the way you see it. It has the trees and the flowers that mean something to you. The water feature, the crystals, you know, whatever else is there. And she says, so what you actually have been doing is just that. This is your Garden of Eden.
In our hearts too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And it's amazing that response from the Gaia right away. You just send the light or love or just mention, thank you so much for creating all of that. And you feel buzz going through the feet up to, even if you're not barefoot, even if you have shoes, whatever it is. It's so amazing communication with Earth. How it responds if you talk directly to your guides, but mostly to the heart, your heart, because this is kind of total new chapter for me. I was always for people serving, never even had, and now when you come back to that and trying to communicate, wow, almost on a daily basis, something new, wow.
You know, I didn't put this together until just this moment. So thank you all for your input on this. But I had an experience on the 28th, which was also the day that the six planets aligned, which I have no idea really what that means, but it was significant. And I was at Lake Washita, and I had an experience where nature just opened up to me on a level that I've glimpsed before, but this was different. I was like immersed in it. I was immersed in the energy of the love of the trees and the sky and the clouds and the sun. Oh my God, the sunset was phenomenal. And it was like there was this exuberant joy that every part of this landscape wanted to be there and wanted me to be there as well.
Beautiful.
It was like, oh my God, it was out of this world. And I'm just experiencing it. I'm just, you know, I'm just immersed in the experience of it. And I didn't put it together that that's what we were doing in the garden until just now, was that I was having the experience of the heart of this. And then my guides, team, you know, my helpers, helped me to have an experience in the physical of this. And I just literally right now put that together. So, mm-hmm. And of course, Lake Washita was there. How could I? And I had my feet in the water, and then I accidentally fell into the water.
Accidentally on purpose?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
And you know, the weirdest part was, do you think that, you know, because I mean, I had on heavy jeans and, you know, flannel shirt. I mean, I was dressed for the world, right? And it not only did not bother me, I was grinning from ear to ear for the next couple of hours, sitting there completely soaked and just like, this is great. I'm not joking. This is really real. You know, I mean, people must have thought I was nuts. But anyway, thank you all. That's really all I wanted to say. But it was like, oh my gosh, I just put that understanding in that every time that I stepped into the garden, this is the experience that I'm actually having that I can't quite bring back with me.
Yeah.
But because I love Lake Washita so much, it enabled my heart to just open and have it flow. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Of course, you can bring it with you. Memories, feelings. You could just get into that state of mind that you experience there any moment if you want to.
I want to share one last thing. I just remembered that I was going to put in the Facebook group, and I haven't done it yet. I'm reading the book Pistis Sophia, along with The Gnosis and the Law. The Gnosis and the Law is you know, more esoteric teachings, and the Pistis Sophia is the Gnostic teachings. Well, early on, I guess, 200-300 AD CE. I can't keep track. What caught my attention was all of a sudden, as I was reading, I saw the phrase "Zama Zama Oza Rakama Osai" in the book. So that just really made me smile. Just wanted to share that.
You're welcome.
Anything more before we move on?
I do have one quick little thing about our midterm elections this week. And I didn't make it to any of the discussions with the candidates like I had intended to, but my body wouldn't get me there. So on voting day, I just sat down in the morning and watched the replays of the they had panels where all the candidates were talking. So the whole time, my intention was that we need the candidates to win that are the most beneficial for all of humanity to carry the love and unity consciousness forward. So I'm pleased to say that, like, I think every candidate that talked the most about bringing forward changes that would help everyone going forward are the ones that won. Even the most soft-spoken people, mostly women, that you would think, oh, well, they don't look as strong of a candidate for that position or whatever, but they had the most I don't know how to put it. They were the most caring about getting the best changes done for the larger community going forward, positive changes. And it looks like all of them won on the docket. So I was pretty pleased with that, adding to that energy.
Thank you.
Anyone? All right. If not, we're going to move on to our next discussion. And that is about the infusions. So, here in your comments, let's begin with how they were intended to go. Okay. And so, if we can all be on the same page as we move forward. How about that? So, in December, in sequence one, the Luminator identified and lit up a certain segment of crystalline particles and structures, right? And then those were infused. Okay. January, in sequence two, the Luminator identified and lit up another segment of crystalline particles and structures. Those were infused for the first time. And then those that you infused in December, those lit up and those were infused for the second time. Okay, so now that brings us to February. And in February, the Illuminator identified a third set of new groupings of particles and structures, and those were infused for the first time. And then the sequence that was infused in January received their second infusion. And then those that were infused in the first sequence in December received their third infusion. So to date, if that was followed, the ones from sequence one have had three infusions. The January ones have had two infusions. The February ones have now had one infusion. So three, two, and one is where they should stand right now. So, because we have done so well individually and collectively, and we're at a very stable point, the luminous ones are now going to revise the timeline for these infusions. So they have requested that we return to the Luminator sometime over the next few days, and you can, starting as soon as today, for this next infusion. And so this one, we will only be infusing those that you just did in February in sequence three. Only those that have only been infused one time. So you will, over the next few days, those then you will bring up for their second infusion. That's all that you are to do. So if you have not completed the 3, 2, 1 up to this point, do that first. So there, those are in sequence. Then go back, or while you're in there, whatever you and your, discuss this with your luminous one and what feels right for your body. Then go back in and then do this add-on. This add-on is going to be considered part of this third sequence. Okay. It's an extension to it. So once you complete this one, then you'll have 3, 2, and 2. And do whatever you have to do between now and the time we meet in 2 weeks to bring yourself up to that. So you, everybody's on the same place, and you're ready then for sequence 4, which will come on the 22nd. So before I say anything else, do I need to clarify that? Make that any clearer? Is anybody confused? Valley, does that answer your question?
Well, you could repeat it again, the last part.
Okay.
About the February's infusion.
Okay. So in February, that was sequence 3. And in sequence 3, the Illuminator, it lit up and identified another set of crystalline lights, structures, and particles. Okay. And so that should be infused. And if you haven't done it, then you know you will need to go ahead and get that complete. And that will be the first infusions, sequence 3. The February sequence 3 is the first infusion of the February group. Okay. So now we're asked to return and do those, that very same group, for and allow it to be infused for its second time. So if you have not brought the first sequence up to 3 infusions, the second sequence in January up to 2, or you have not yet completed the third sequence, you need to do that first and then go back in and do the second infusion of that third group that was lit up for the first time in February.
I assume that our luminous one or someone will know that it's only for the third piece to get a second dose. Cause,
well, they will know, but you need to know.
Yeah. Okay, so should we like invoke it in some way? Or?
Okay, well, I'll finish. I just want to be sure we're clear here before we get to our move on. So, Valley, do you understand? Is that clear for you?
I think so.
Okay, I'm happy to say it again if it need be. Okay, but anyway,
well, the one we do this week is going to add on to the February infusion, yes. Correct?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
You don't do anything with the one, the December or the January one for this one. Okay, this is just going to bring us all up to equal. So. First thing you will need to do is communicate with your luminous one when you are ready to go back into the illuminator. Okay. You will follow the same protocols as you've been doing, which is beginning with in those four crystalline chambers. Okay. And again, you'll only be working with this additional one for that third infusion, unless you are not up to date. Do those first, and then you will do this. Okay.
I think it's with your intention, Kelly. That's your intention, and your luminous one will lead you wherever you need to go. But be specific in your intention.
Yeah, thanks, Joan. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, but they definitely know where you are. But it helps to be on the same page.
But you need to know.
Exactly. Clear communication. Okay. All right. If everybody's good with that, all right. And the we need to do this so we are prepared again for the March 22nd, because we're going to begin with sequence four. And, you know, it's, we all need to be on the same page before we come together on the 22nd. All right.
And that'll be the only thing that is done that session. The whole session will be devoted to that.
Well, yes, it'll be devoted to the initiations, right?
Yeah, right.
And on that day, on the 22nd, be sure that you are prepared. You have prepared yourself to enter our light temple, which is where we will meet, and that you're prepared for what is to come in those initiations. Okay? If nobody has any other questions about that, I will continue. All right. Ruth, do you have something?
I was just going to say about December. When you mentioned three, I was trying to figure out, I know there was the initial one for the
December.
21st. Yeah.
December, that was the first one, the sequence one.
Yeah.
And January, sequence one received its second infusion.
Oh, okay. I thought there was three in December and then two in January. Oh, that's where I was getting confused. So three of them is up through February.
Yeah, February. Yes, yeah, sequence one received.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I was trying to think now, wait, where is the three at? I'm trying to, okay, yeah. No, I did that. Okay, I'm all three, caught up.
Three, two, one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Melina, I need some clarification.
Okay.
So we need to do the second is the 3-2-2, but the last two, we will need to do it on our own. This is not part of what we're doing today?
No. To bring yourself, you know, have you done the 3-2-1?
Yes, I've completed that. Okay.
All right, so starting anytime from today over the next few days, then go back into the illuminator with your luminous one. And then those that you just brought online in February for the first time, infuse those for the second time. You will do that on your own. Okay,
got it.
And then that brings us, everybody then should be up once they do this to 3-2-2. And that's where we will begin on the 22nd. From there.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. If not, we're going to shift gears here a bit. So everybody just take a breath. And Changes Center. So this is 2026. And have any of you realized or thought about that we began 10 years ago in 2016 with a crystal conference? So it's our 10-year anniversary.
That was such a Metatron said, oh, you need to have a crystal conference. Well, we can do that. We got lots of crystals. Not even a glimpse of what was to come.
Yes. And so here we are 10 years later, and we're still talking about crystals. But now we're talking about the crystalline structures of our physical body, how far we have come. Okay. So in honor and recognition of our 10-year journey, the non-physical members of the council wish to step forward and speak with us.